Blog Talk Radio.
Flavor News with Lady Flavor. This is DeLon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists. So sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
Welcome to the All Media Artist Features. Tonight, during the second hour, my special guest will be the conscious hip-hop artist that goes by the name of Noah. I've been connected to Noah for several years, and I have to say that he is an artist that really, really impressed me, and he's got his hustle on big time, but you know what? In the right way. So I'm looking forward to having him come on during the second hour, being able to share his story with you along with share a bit of his flavor. I'm going to start out this first hour, as you know how I do it. I play a variety of tracks during the first hour from the artists that you can find over at www.allmediaartists.com. It is the home, a new home, to a variety of independent artists. They've made their 100 members mark, I think a little bit over that now. And I think that if you are an independent artist, it's a great place to go and check out what they have to offer. Again, it's a new site. It's about 6 months old. And, you know, it is a place I think that you would appreciate and respect being a part of. There's some great connections that are taking place amongst the artists over there, some collaborations, just some great networking. But it's a nice site to be able to promote yourself as an independent artist. So, again, I'm going to start out the first hour with a track by Brian Christopher out of Washington, D.C., and this is called Girl Like You.
Everything that I like and all that I need. What
making my charm. Losing control, trying to give you love, making my charm. Losing control, trying to give you love, making my charm.
All right, that was Girl Like You by Brian Christopher out of Washington, D.C. Now I'm going to play a piece by a young lady who is going to be my featured guest next Wednesday on my All Media Artists right here. You know, we do it every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to play a piece for you by Epiphany, and this is called Bittersweet.
I thought the 12th of never could never describe, nor could I ascribe the immense definition of what it meant to love you. Even if I chopped down 1,000,000 trees so that I may make handmade paper and lay love's ink upon its blank reflection, staring back at me, I could write until I took my last breath. And I would still have nothing left until I transition to the next plane of my next lifetime. Maybe God would have sweet, sweet mercy on me and erase the memories of you, and maybe I'd be free. I thought love lived eternally, and when I say eternally, I mean 10,000 lifetimes to the power of 10. But then again, see, I've never been good at math. The equations like you plus me equal we was never a reality. And sadly, I had convinced myself that if I tried, if I really, really, really tried, I might just be enough. But I was wrong, and now you're gone. Here I am, left holding not even a tiny piece of you. And it hurts. It hurts beyond your scope, because love is not patient and love is not kind. Even as I wanted you to climb inside of me so that you could see what I see through my eyes, taking up residency, only if temporarily you might have understood what you meant. Of smoldering clouds of unspoken promises, until the gray ashes of me no longer served you, but I can still serve you. Only now I will serve you a plate of bittersweet discontentment, laced with disappointment and regret, chased with libations of sorrow in one single shot. And you can spit or swallow on all of this or not, while I open the doors to tomorrow's now. I shall take the memory of you and fold it quietly and safely into a delicate square and place it into my back pocket, where it will forever stay.
that piece is called Bittersweet by Epiphany out of Berkeley, California. And again, Epiphany is going to be my featured guest next Wednesday on the All Media Artist Features. So I want to welcome everybody to the All Media Artist Features. Tonight, during the second hour, my special guest is going to be the wonderful, the accomplished, conscious hip-hop artist out of Virginia who goes by the name of Noah. He spells it K-N-O-W-A, but it is pronounced Noah. And I'm really excited about having him on the show to hear his story and to be able to share his flavor with you, the listening audience of this particular show. If you are not aware of the All Media Artists, I suggest that you go over, even during the show, and check them out at www.allmediaartists.com. And it's the new home to several amazing and very, very accomplished artists over there. I'm a member as a fan, and so I do encourage anybody who is a fan of independent artists or you know some artists over there and you want to join me, you know, come join me over there because the artists need us as the fans to help spread the word about who they are and what they're doing. So come join me at theallmediaartist.com. So there has been a caller on the line, and she has been waiting so very patiently. And so let me bring her in and find out what she would like to share with us. All right, Miss Ashley, thank you so much for holding on.
Hi, you're welcome. You're welcome.
So tell me what made you call into the All Media Artist tonight. Tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm an internet promotion queen, first of all, and I was on Facebook and I saw the link. And I said,
okay,
this looks interesting, so why not call and see what's going on?
Okay.
But, you know, me, myself, I write. I'm a writer. I write poetry, films, and things
okay.
like that. I'm an internet promoter. I have the experience. I was once promoting for BET Marketing, Bad Boy, Street Team recently. So,
okay.
you know, just doing a lot of work with promotions, marketing, music artists and stuff, just working with them, trying to help them get
mm-hmm.
out.
And so how do you go about, like, you know, connecting with the artists that you promote then, Ashley?
One artist that I promote, Teflon Don, I know him personally.
Okay.
But other artists, you know, most artists come to me, you know, when they need help as far as networking and things. They hire me to promote them or to be their personal assistant. That's pretty much
okay. So do you, like, have a website or anything like that where people can find out more information about you?
Not yet. I'm on Twitter and Facebook.
Yet. Okay. Ashley, why don't you tell people, you know, where they can find out more about you?
My Twitter is Twitter @ Ms. Burnett. That's MZ Burnett, B-U-R-N-E-T-T. And my Facebook is Ashley Burnett.
Okay. So, Neil, you as a poet yourself, do you perform, you know, at any, like, open mics or shows where you're located?
Actually, I do. Every now and then when I'm not too busy working on other
uh-huh.
things. I'm down here in Memphis, Tennessee, so I go out to Brunson's on Monday nights and do the open mic and spoken word there.
Okay.
Pretty cool atmosphere.
I love open mics. I used to host an open mic at my coffee shop, Flavor Coffee House, here in Seattle, and so I kind of miss those days of, you know, actually physically having an open mic. So I always love to, you know, talk to artists that get out and about and actually perform, you know, in front of people. So that's wonderful. So have you had the opportunity to go over and check out the All Media Artist website?
Yes, I did. I just checked it out
okay.
a few weeks ago. It's a pretty cool website.
Okay. Well, you know what? You might consider, you know, joining over there as an artist and also as a promoter.
Most definitely.
You know, it could be, you know, your home, your first home of, you know, creating a page for yourself and, you know, being able to introduce people to who you are and what it is that you do, you know, and, you know, in a sense, have a home where they can reach out and connect with you, you know, besides Twitter and Facebook. So So it's just a thought. It's just a thought, you know. But I'm glad that you said you were calling in, and girl, you were there before the show even started.
No.
So I was like, okay. I hated to be.
I said I'm gonna keep my word now.
I like that. I hated keeping you on hold, but normally, you know, at the beginning of the show, I do start out playing at least a couple of tracks from the artists that you can find over at the All Media Artists. And I have to tell you that there's some amazing talents over there, you know, and some that are very, very accomplished artists that have been around, you know, have traveled the world, who played with some of the best, especially amongst the jazz artists over there. And so I'm really excited. I've been a part of the site since about November and started doing this particular show in November, and I just really, really enjoy it. It's one of my favorite shows to do, and, you know, the talents that I've been introduced to through the All Media Artists, and Therese, who is the founder of that particular site, has just been a great experience for me as Lady Flava of Flava News. So I'm glad that you called in tonight, Ashley, and do you want to stay on the line? And there's a couple other callers that have their hands raised, so you are more than welcome to stay on the line with me.
Okay, that's fine. I'll stay on the line.
All right, darling. So let me click on the next caller. All right, Mr. DeLon, how are you?
Hey, Lady Flavin, what's happening?
I miss you. You've just been so busy working.
Yeah, I know. I was like, let me sneak in for a few minutes before I go to work.
I know. So you've been good?
Yes, ma'am. I've been good. I'm just listening to your show for a little bit.
Okay. Well, I'm glad because, you know, you have been missed.
I apologize.
That's all right. We forgive you. So, DeLon, you know, we have Ashley on the phone who's calling in from Memphis, Tennessee, and she's a promoter.
Hey, how you
and,
doing,
you know.
Hey, what's up?
So DeLon,
uh-huh.
you know what I'm going to ask you, right?
Oh, geez.
So Ashley,
uh-huh.
you have to get a taste of this man's flavor, okay?
Okay.
And he's very kind to me. You know, I always put him on the spot. So DeLon, will you sing for Ashley?
Okay. I'll sing a little bit of a gospel song.
Okay, you can sing a little bit of a gospel song.
Just a little bit. All right. I feel like going on.
Get it, boy.
Through the storms are raging and the billows are too high. I feel like going on. Yeah, a little something like that.
Oh, so you're just going to stop right there. Okay.
Okay,
well,
no,
Ashley,
I'll give you a piece of something.
Oh,
if you want.
Are you going to do something else?
Go away.
I'll give you a little piece of something. All right.
Okay. Okay, give her a taste of something else.
Okay. Since we are lying here all for the first time, you and I, show me what you do for me, and we'll lie so. Try to hide your nature. No other girl will ever reach you. There'll never be a better love. Said I love you, honey, kiss you, baby. Never. You know, just a little bit.
So that is DeLon calling in from Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow. Sounds nice.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You haven't called me on the phone lately, and DeLon, and sang to me in a bit. I'm feeling kind of neglected. That's all right.
Okay,
we'll
I got
you.
My game
up. So see, I have to make you make up for it right now to sing that for Ashley.
Yeah. You know, I promise I will not be as neglected. You know what I mean?
That's all right. So, Ashley, DeLon's got two videos out right now with an amazing hip-hop artist out of Houston who goes by the name of Infamous B. And so, you know, you should check out their videos. They're going around on Facebook. And, you know, DeLon, you could post it on my page or whatever so that Ashley can see them. But, yeah, they've done a really, really nice job with the two videos. And the combination of, you know, hip-hop and R&B, you know, put together is just, you know, really, really nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you like how I was, like, promoting you there, DeLon?
Yeah, I really appreciate it. You know, but I will add another point from what Lady Flavor was saying to you earlier, Susan. It's definitely check out All Media Artists. I mean, there's a lot of great talent over there. You know, I'm just one person, but there's loads of people over there that are really talented. You should definitely check them out.
Yeah, and the diversity of the talents and genres that are over there is just absolutely amazing. And one of the things that All Media Artists is working towards is just making it user-friendly for all artists of all art forms, not just music or spoken word, but all art forms, so that, you know, it is something where, you know, authors and painters and, you know, and any type of artist, you know, can come and be a part of and promote their work and sell their work and this and that. So it's really an exciting site to be a part of, especially, you know, when it's just, you know, coming into existence. You know, it's been around about 6 months now, and yeah, DeLon was in there when it first started. You know, I got in it, you know, a couple months afterwards, and just in the time that we've been a part of that site, Ashley, it has grown tremendously, and they've, you know, they're constantly working on, you know tweaking the site and making it more user friendly and having more options for the artists and everything. So definitely. Can you tell we're trying to sell the site? Well, we've got to sell the site because this is the All Media Artist Features tonight.
Well, definitely.
I mean, ain't no. But I've got another
Ashley,
caller on the
check
line.
Out the blog because I just sent you something. Telling Ashley, check out the blog part on the radio show. You'll see I just sent you something.
Okay.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's. If Ashley's in the chat room. She's not in the chat room. But if you go to my Facebook page and you see an Ashley that clicked on my All Media Artist thing, that's Ashley who's on the phone.
Yeah, and I just tagged her in the post. So, yeah, that's me.
So, yeah, so if you go to my Facebook, you can find Ashley there.
Yeah,
I've got another caller.
Right?
Yes, it's me.
Okay.
All right. I got another caller on the line, so let me bring them in, too. So caller from 6206.
We got a whole bunch of cases. Yes. How are you?
I'm very good. Who is this?
All right. This is Lady Flavor, right?
This is Lady Flavor.
All right. This is Artist Majestic, spoken word poet. My friend Kevin referred me to you, and
well,
I think I sent you a message on Facebook once or twice.
Yeah, well, peace and blessings. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was. I thought I'd make that leap and connect with you here.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you did. I see that Kevin from Speakeasy Unplugged in the chat room right now, and I understand that the two of you are working, you know, on some pieces together.
Yes, we're gonna put together some pieces that's gonna turn some heads here in Seattle, kind of put Seattle on the map here. Yeah.
Okay.
Being born and raised in the Jazz City, New Orleans, so I thought I would you know, let my roots come out, you know, for once. But yeah, Kevin's amazing. He's an amazing artist, especially on the lead guitar. He's great.
Yes, he is, and I, you know, I've really been trying to encourage Kevin to create some pieces too. I have one piece that I play of Kevin's. He told me I needed to retire it, you know, but how can I retire it since it's the only piece that I have of him?
Oh, so, I see,
you know,
I see.
I just can't do that. So, you know, I think the two of you need to kind of, like, maybe, you know, over the weekend get together and complete at least one piece of him playing in your spoken words, you know, that I can play on my shows.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely do that. We'll get together. I have some stuff that's in the works right now with Speakeasy. Mainly Kevin's going to be the spear of that whole channel.
Okay.
So he's going to be the person to try and make everything work out. But, I just want to say I love your show. Your show is very, very cool. I think it's a very good avenue to have artists connect with each other in the industry, and
well, I
just want to wish you peace and blessings, and
so can I put you on the spot?
Oh yeah, of course you can. Of course you can.
Oh yeah. Would you like to spit a piece live?
Of course I would. I would.
Okay.
Let me see. I can do one called Message to God.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here it goes. I know he's out there. He has to be. Thinking to myself drastically, what's in store behind door number one, number two, and number three? Time wasted, time eluded, patience running thin, suppress the drama, now it's concluded. Questioning myself, no more. Is life to be like this? I've given you my all, I've taken the fall, my chips are down, I've even taken the risk. My poetical soul is my release. I've starved and I've cried, but the sheltered life is disrupting my peace. It's hard to help when help is blind. Feed those who art thou hungry for knowledge, you say. We heed your words because they are divine. I've done what you've asked many, many times over. Drop to my knees. Your blessings I will retrieve. I became your most loyal devoter. My message is just as your message was. I will never doubt you anymore just because I love you.
Okay. Okay. Okay, now Kevin said you were a fire, Rudas, but that's amazing. So we have Ashley on the phone from Memphis, Tennessee right now, and she's also a poet down there that performs at some open mics, and she's a promoter, Rudas.
Oh, nice, nice. That's great. How are you, Ashley?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Thank you. I'm doing fine. I'm just amazed with the connection here, and I think it's I'm kind of lost for words for being able to connect with Lady Flavor and her internet radio spot here. I think it's kind of cool.
Yes, my poet is, you know, well, thank you. I think it's pretty cool, too, you know, because I'm sure as Kevin has shared with you, you know, he's connected with artists, you know, from across the United States, just, you know, calling in and participating in my radio show. So some amazing things happen when you come to Flavor News Radio. But you know what, you might also go over and check out the All Media Artists website because, you know, it might be a great place for you to also, you know, join and connect with other people too, Aruda. So you might check that out. And it's www.allmediaartistswithas.com.
Okay. I'm going to definitely check that out tonight. And uh,
oh, you know what? I think your counterpart just called in, so let me bring him in too. So Kevin from Speakeasy Unplugged, how are you, my friend?
Hey, what's going on here?
So I see your brother called in tonight.
You got a rustus on here spitting?
You know, one of these days I think we're going to get you guys in the same spot and have you play guitar and have him spit a piece live.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that.
So, Kevin, we've got Ashley on the line who's calling in from Memphis, Tennessee. So, Ashley, this is Kevin. He's the lead guitar for a band out here in Seattle, Washington called Speakeasy Unplugged.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, one of these very days, very, very soon, you know, I'm just going to put it out there to the universe. I'm hopefully going to be able to get some music from Speakeasy Unplugged to be able to play on my shows. But, you know, it took me, what, only 5 months to post those videos, huh, Kevin?
Hey, no pressure. No pressure. Hey, better late than never. We did a gig at the Tea Palace. Well, you're familiar with that, with the goodie bag and Daryl Darden. And in the process, we ran into the gal who books the Jazz of the City concert series. And so subsequently, we are going to be we are in the works of making that happen. Sometimes probably going to happen in September.
Wow, so you're going big time on me. So I get to get your guys' autograph.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I don't know the value in that, but.
But don't forget me when you blow up, okay?
Well, the thing about it is that we have to record some stuff for this because it's going to be part of the ticket sales. Is that they also give a CD of the performer.
I really like that because maybe you guys will get it done now, huh?
Well, we have to, and it's just been a process. We keep trying to make stuff happen. What's that?
Okay.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, so you're going to be there. Anyway, on the 4th, we're going to be down in Tacoma.
At
the Caballeros.
And on the 4th, I won't be able to go because it's my daughter's and my daddy's birthday.
Okay, well, that's perfectly understandable, but
Japanese man to go to the Caballeros.
You got us. Yeah, talk her into it. You got us penciled in for the 11th at the Twisted Cork, though, don't you?
Yeah. So remember to remind me so that I take my break to come over there.
Okay. Yes, I will.
Okay.
I will. We start at 9:00 promptly.
Okay.
We do 45-minute sets.
All right. So just kind of, so remind me and tell me what time I should, like, be there so I get to experience the most of Speakeasy Unplugged that night. You know, so just remind me because, I'm old. And I have to be, like, old. Okay. Susan, leave work now.
I would say probably.
With the cork.
Probably by the second set.
Okay, so you just remind me.
10:00.
Yeah. Okay, so just remind me on the 11th that, I need to leave work. But before we go any further, I'm just going to bring another caller in. He didn't raise his hand, but I'm going to bring him in anyhow. All right, John D. Green Sr., you're on the All Media Artist with Kevin from Speakeasy Unplugged, the Rudis, who is an amazing spoken word artist out of Seattle, and also Miss Ashley out of Memphis, Tennessee, who is a poet and a promoter.
Well, hello, all.
Hey.
How are you
going on, John?
How are you doing?
I am well.
So this is John D. Green, Sr. He is out of Detroit, Michigan. He is a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, and actor.
Oh, wow.
Did I miss anything, John?
Nope, you covered it all, Clay. You covered it all.
That's nice. That's nice. I'm a man of many talents. That's great.
Okay.
Well, I've heard the music, and I can appreciate that definitely.
So,
well, John's been busy lately with acting. He is, he's doing a film right now, so that's what's keeping him busy right now. Along with his music, he's never going to step away from doing his music, even when he's, working, filming.
Oh yeah, I'll never step away.
Nice. So, John, the question I have for you: how do you find time to juggle the different projects that you have going?
Okay. Well, first, let me address directly who am I speaking with.
This is Orestes from Seattle, spoken word artist.
Seattle, you got some big things in the spoken word area. Right. First, I'll answer the question.
Uh-oh, John, you're fading out.
Okay. I said, yeah, first I'll answer the question, then I'll sing the praises of Seattle. It's one of those strange things. You just kind of make time. And my boss, which is my wife, she's kind of she arranges my time in such a way that I can't really ignore anything. Everything from my practice time to script reading time to collaborating with the different artists that I collaborate with. She pretty much arranges all that, so I just have to show up and do what I do. So,
nice. It's great to have that support.
Oh, it is.
He has an amazing wife, absolutely amazing. I mean, she's just so loving and supportive of her husband, but she's also very much business. And I have much, love and respect for Donna.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah, it's
Well,
it
this will turn into an interesting night, having, all these callers. What do you think, Donna? I mean, what do you think, Therese, out there in All Media Artist land? I'm trying to push, people to join the All Media Artist website, so you never know. You might get some newcomers, maybe even tonight, Therese.
She's definitely got me. I'm going to sign up for it. I think it's a great thing. Just to have tools out there that connects artists together, like what you guys are doing tonight. It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing, and I appreciate you saying that because, Therese and I are just like fans. We have a passion when it comes to independent artists, and trying to find our own avenues and our own ways of showing our support. And trying to figure out, our way of being able to shine the light on some very, very deserving artists. And so it's something, that is just honestly, I think that I can speak for her, that, we love doing this. Sometimes it's not always easy, and it can get a little challenging and maybe even a little stressful. But you know what? Every day I wake up and I say, this is something that I love doing. And so... I'm glad to be here. And obviously I really love doing the radio shows. So this
That's
is where
great.
You find me a good number of days out of the week, right here on Flava News Radio. So every Wednesday I do the All Media Artists, and it's something, where I get to showcase, the artists that Therese sends my way, showcase their talents during the first hour. And then the second hour is always a featured guest. So like tonight we're going to have a conscious hip-hop artist out of Virginia during the second hour, and his name is Noah, and I'm just really excited about having him on my show. Noah and I have been connected, maybe 4 years or something. He was a part of my Ning site when I had a Ning site, and just an amazing, amazing man, and I just really, really love his hustle,
nice.
Getting what he does out there. So Anyway, I'm so glad that you called into the show tonight, and I look forward to the projects that you and Kevin are, you know, working on, and I hope to meet you in person one of these days, you know, soon, since we're all here.
For sure, for sure. I'm starting to travel, you know, in different areas. Like, I'll be going to the Poetry Lounge this summer in West Hollywood, California. Kevin knows he's going to be a big part of the project that I'm currently working on is an audio book and an actual book of all of my poetry. It's going to be titled Advocate of Love. So look out for that, and look out for Mr. Kevin to be pushing that, pushing the sounds behind that. So he's a great person, man. He's awesome.
Yeah.
It's nice to have someone like him in my corner, you know. And I've learned quite a bit, you know, just from connecting with him and the other members of the band also. Speakeasy, they're awesome. So.
Well, you know, Latanya's my girl.
We go
way back, and you know, I was at the birth of her last child. So. Yeah.
Oh wow.
She's my girl. So it was really exciting to, you know, get reconnected with her because we used to be domestic violence advocates together. So, yes, this is how Kevin came into my life through, you know, kind of by way of Latanya and Speakeasy Unplugged. And, this has been a pretty cool journey. And, you know, now we can add you on to the journey. So why don't tell people where they can find you at this point. But, of course, we're going to hope to be able to promote you off of All Media Artists. And then, of course, if you do join the site and you're interested in being a feature on my show on Wednesdays, all you have to do is reach out to Therese, and she will set that up for you.
Sure. I will love that. I would love to share my material with the world.
We're going to sign somebody up, see? We're going to sign somebody up. And, Noah, you are not nervous. I know you're not nervous. You like to talk, my friend, so... Anyway, we're going to sign up a few more people to the All Media Artists tonight. You know, I'm taking mental signatures here. So I'm so glad that you called in tonight, though.
Oh, I'm glad to be a part of the program, you know. And from everyone who's calling in from abroad, you know, it's great to actually just connect with that side of the world, you know, away from the real world. But it's like
here in rainy, cloudy Seattle, huh?
exactly. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You know, so I'm just gonna you can definitely stay on the line. We've got like 15 minutes before Noah, our featured artist, calls in during the second hour. So I wanna play a few more tracks from artists that you can find over on the All Media Artists website.
Awesome.
All right. So I'm going to play a piece by Cashy Keegan. He is out of the UK, and this is called Believe in You.
Hiding inside your shell, just trying to convince yourself that it's good enough to be who you really are. You feel like there's no one the same. You keep your soul locked away, and sometimes you feel like you don't belong anywhere. But sometimes you only need to look within and just believe in you. Listen to that cry. There's a person deep inside telling you that you don't ever have to hide. So don't you be afraid of who you really are. reach deeper inside for the truth. You'll find that love lives in you, in a strength that you need to pull you through. Searching for a hero and a friend, but sometimes you only need to look within and just believe in you. Listen to that cry. There's a person deep inside telling you that you don't ever have to hide. So don't you be afraid of who you really are. Just hold on to the truth within, the courage in your heart. And just
piece is called Believe in You, and that's by Cashie Keegan out of the UK. Now I'm going to play a piece. I told Stephen Jerome Ferguson I am not going to let him drift too far away. I'm going to continue playing his music. He's going to take a bit of a break, but he does have two albums out right now. One is called We Are One, and the second one is Windows to Your Soul, or something like that. I apologize. Did I just screw that up? I'm sorry, Stephen. Anyway, I'm going to play a piece from his new album, and this is called Yesterday's Love.
Thank you.
All right, that beautiful piece is called Yesterday's Love by my dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and you can find it on his new CD, which is called Windows to the Soul. I've got time maybe for one more piece, so I'm going to play a piece by my girl Ava Lamert. She is a character. I just really, really love her spirit and her energy, and I love her amazing talent. She's an amazing jazz vocalist and saxophone player. And I'm going to play her piece, her rendition of Since I Fell for You. This is Ava Lamert out of Sacramento, California.
Bye.
All right, that was Miss Ava Lamert with her rendition of Since I Fell for You. And again, these are all artists that you can find over at the All Media Artists website, which is www.allmediaartistswithas.com. It is the home to a variety, very, very diverse group of independent artists from all over the United States, but not only the United States, but across the globe. And I think that it is definitely worth taking a minute, clicking on the link and heading over there and just checking it out and determining whether you want to become a member or not. And if you are a fan of independent artists and just love it, check out the artists over there and then join. I'm a fan over there. Come join me over there. You know, the artists need us. They really, really need us to help spread the word about who they are, what they do. And also, you know, we can help promote what All Media Artists is doing out there across the globe and into our social networks and the people that we are connected to. So now I'm just waiting for my dear friend Noah to call in. So Noah, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and play probably maybe the first piece that I ever heard by Noah. And when I had my Ning site, he had posted this up. And this is called Next Type Hype by Noah.
Yo, intellectual intercourse, stimulating thoughts of all sorts. Noah. My dialect can never be the subject of a suspect. Expect this architect to dissect with his intellect. I'm a disconnect from the incorrect chemisphere. Manifest success through stress and fear. I'm stronger than any drug that medicates. When I meditate, I devastate to penetrate the mental state of any college gate graduate. Like rush hour traffic on the interstate. I advocate that we elevate, mandate, wait. How can an innate and make cope compensate when it's mind spray and slay? I display a ray that portray light, you'll never stray. Adam was deceived by Eve, he believed in Eve. It's not hard to believe thoughts men conceive. Mentally, I am rap motion, stranded on Patmos, so I gotta keep a gat close. I'm on some next type hype when I write, cause in hindsight, I lyrically shine light. I'm on some next type hype when I write, cause in hindsight, I lyrically shine light. I'm on some next type hype when I write, cause in hindsight, I lyrically shine light. I'm on some next type hype when I write, some next type hype when I write, some next type hype when I write. Brothers try to dilute the attributes, they lack the knack of proof. The facts I shoot makes me me. It's just 300 degrees, I master the elements. 300 MCs, imperfection is irrelevant. I'ma maintain, you gon' be telling it. Caps wanna play war, I'ma lay low. The knowledge ain't free, and these beats you gotta pay for. Each time I complete a level, I defeat a devil within. Mastery of me kills the sin. Cats is going through hell now, the cell sound. Lyrically, I stand tall, you fell down.
Yo, yo, run them pockets, check his pockets.
Cats be like, slow down, but for whose sake? I'm on the low down, and then I like to watch crews break. When I manifest it, it's like chess fools me.
All right, that was Next Type Hype by my featured guest tonight, all the way from Virginia. He goes by the name of Noah. Noah, welcome to the All Media Artist Features.
Peace. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. I know you are not nervous.
No, I mean, that's just what I do. Before I do anything, that's before I do anything dealing with music, I guess my feelings start to, they get riled up, butterflies in my stomach or the nerves. But I think that keeps me, I think that makes me, I think that's something I need. I mean, regardless of how I feel, I'm going to do what I do. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to,
mm-hmm.
I go through with whatever, because that's what I do. But at the same time, I think those nerves, they keep me on point. They,
okay.
Yeah, it keeps me focused.
Okay.
Keeps me
I know. I saw you post that in the chat room, and I was kind of teasing you. And I do understand what you're saying, Noah, but I was like, you know what? This man's been at this a long time in many ways of being out there, you know, and being in front of people and having people hear you. It's like, okay, he's really not nervous. But, you know, I do understand what you're saying, and you know, I think that there's probably always some form of Just being anxious or something, you know, even like for me and doing the radio shows and things, it's, you know, there's, it, you know, until I like get right into it, you know, there's a little bit of, I guess that's, maybe like you said, butterflies.
Yeah, that feeling right before you go live, it's an energy, it's the energy I feel. So, I mean, I don't know, I use it to fuel me, to make me move forward.
All right. Well, Noah, you definitely are not new to this game. You know, you've
correct.
Been at it for a minute. So why don't you just kind of take us back to kind of in the beginning of you know, how you came to know and love hip-hop?
That's like the beginning that never begun. I mean, because I like to say that I am hip-hop. I mean, because it's not something that... This is how it came up, the culture, I didn't see that the hip hop culture, that was my culture.
Okay.
I've always been involved. I always loved hip hop. I can go back to the live shows, before DVDs came out. I mean, before CDs came out, when it was tapes,
mm-hmm.
and people were recording the old school artists, some of the Grandmaster Caz, all types of old school artists, Force MDs, before they were when they were called the Force MCs.
Okay.
I mean, I go back with hip hop. So I mean, it's always been something that I love. As far as getting involved in it as a business, not even as a business at first, but when I started getting involved recording was maybe back in 1998 was my first song that I recorded. And I've been doing this ever since. I guess as a recording artist, I was signed to an indie label. Well, I had a national distribution deal through an indie label that had major distribution. So from that, I had to, but early on, I had to learn a whole lot. To actually make sure my product was out there. The company, they would have me calling, setting up, checking on distribution accounts. I didn't actually set up any at that time, but I was calling, checking on them. I learned how to communicate with program directors and music directors. So I just learned a lot. I just studied. I analyzed everything, and I was just studying and just drawing everything up.
Okay, so Noah, you know, let me ask you this. If I was to, well, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to say, I was going to say, if I was to say this to you, so you know how I had originally wanted to do a show called Let's Talk Hip Hop, and,
okay.
you know, I just really had wanted to get a variety of people from across the United States to come together on one show and really talk honestly and openly about their thoughts around hip hop, whether it be conscious hip-hop to commercial hip-hop, you know, or whatever. And, you know, in talking to some people about it, they were like, Flav, I don't know if you should do that or not. You know, they kind of steered me away from doing it. And I was like, I kind of understood their feelings and this and that. They just kind of had a sense that maybe somebody like myself wasn't the best person to do it, or that it may not go the direction that I had hoped it would go. Because, you know, I'm kind of naive in some sense, and just really thought, okay, you know, we can have this open conversation. So if I ask you, Noah, what is your definition of hip-hop, what would you say?
My definition of hip-hop is music for the my definition of hip-hop would be music from the urban community. That would be my definition of hip-hop. Now, that's not necessarily what it is now, but that's how I would define it. The way hip-hop is now, as far as commercial hip-hop, you know, it's a lot of subdivisions, a lot of genres. The conscious hip-hop, or the which I don't even think that's a genre yet. But we're working on that. We're doing something about that. We got to provide an alternative to what's out there commercially now. Because what's out there commercially is It's like what's a hit now. It doesn't lyrics doesn't matter anymore. And at one time with hip hop, I'm not gonna say that was the most important thing, but that was a main component. That was the lyrics had to be tight. The delivery had to be tight. What you were saying had to be witty. It had to be something. But it's not like that now. Now it's just if you got a hot enough beat and you can make people chant the hook, then it stands a chance now. When at one point it couldn't even be put in the same cipher in the same area. So
right.
I think my definition of hip hop is the inner the voice of the inner community, because that's what I seen it as. That's what it started up. That's what it was to me. That's what it is to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's
right.
Why I do what I do.
I get the sense about you that, you know, because, you know, I think that I was honest with you, Noah, and I explained to you that, you know, that I'm kind of new, you know, to the hip hop genre, and it's interesting because I've worked very closely, you know, with two hip hop groups out here in Seattle, Washington, and they are very much what I would consider, you know, conscious hip hop, you know, all about, you know, just really speaking about community, family, you know, being very conscientious about, you know, who you are and how you represent and things like that. And so I have such a love and respect for those artists that I work with, but I feel the same way about you from the first time that I, you know, came to meet you on my Ning site and, you know, just watching you, you know, over the years, you know, on the internet and everything. It's very clear that you do not waver, you know, from who you are and how you represent as an artist. And has that been hard for you in just staying true to who you are?
Not at all. It's been extremely easy. The reason why is this is who I am.
Right.
This is who I am. What I do, when I make music, I go inside myself to create. I'm not making it for the intention. I want to, let me see if I can spark this, or let me see if I can cause controversy. See, that's not my, with anything I do, my purpose is not to divide us, to unite. So mm-hmm. When I go inside myself, the thoughts, they just formulate. And like a lot of individuals be like, yo, why don't you talk about this, or you could talk about that? Because for the individuals that know my background, I've been through penitentiary systems. My life was that's what made me want to actually get involved with on the business aspect of music. But
okay.
So individuals like, you can talk about this, and you know you can talk. Why don't you do it like this? Why don't you go into this? Like, yo, that's not something that I feel is worth sharing. You know, it's enough negativity going on. It's enough foolishness going on. My whole thing is, just because I may be involved in it or may have been involved in it, I don't want to get out here and speak on that like that's the route to go. You know, I want to speak on. I want to give them the realities of what goes on. So, and in my music, I do talk about some street elements, but I also draw it up and I show the realities of what happened. This is what it is now, but this is what it can become.
Right.
So,
no, and I appreciate and respect that, because that's one of the things I talk to artists about all the time. Like, do you understand the power that you have in how you affect us as the listeners? You know, and I think that, you know, when you put positive and you put strong messages into music and you create a beat and you make it kind of fun or whatever, you know how like messages can subliminally, you know, come sink into us and we think and feel and we go that direction. You know, just think about if the music was positive, you know, that was being, you know, presented to us, you know, the effects that it could have on families and communities and society and world, you know?
Yeah.
So I get it. You know what? Let me jump into one of your tracks, Noah, you know, because I know I can just keep you on the phone and talk and talk and talk. But I do want to give the listeners a taste of your flavor. And I think I'm going to play Freedom. And this is Freedom by Noah.
Okay.
Thank you.
provide what is cold assigned to the coldest grind. With the sciences from the older guys, my mind's defining this, ideas designing this. Weight of my thoughts cause bonds to split. I'm rugged like dungarees and run with thieves and grown in G's. With visions of men hung in trees. Control scenes, only a few new, even less scenes. Finesse schemes turn dreams to cream. Slow to pull the cash out, known to go the fast route. A punk step up, I'ma knock his ass out. Knowledge with the mass black, lead on a fast track. Knowledge be guard, I'm a class act. I'm too strong and too black. I'ma move even if you slack. I pursue that, daddy do that. Society status shoots up, but these poopers get pooped up. I gotta recoup, what? Traitors misled by missionaries. So in the wilderness, our position varies. Rivals, we wrote our dictionaries, books, and Bibles. Took our cultures and gave us religion for fighting. First the cave, man, had to break a brave man before he could make a slave, man. Imagine the anguish in a soul when the language is stolen. Lives are sold, minds are sold. Guys get whipped, transported, chained in ships. Families ripped apart, no close relations. Minimum food, no education. Minimum clothing, minimum shelter. Black girls being raped daily, no one can help her. Feeling demoralized, the stomach rise. The results of past Christians pushed through black eyes. This could be our demise, but we rise. I burn you. You couldn't destroy me. I'm eternal. I blow up brains like burn Cobains. The energy is drained if you can't rise above the plane of six. Your wig got peeled back when the steel clap, which opens the seven seal, but you can feel that. And avidly, you get mad at me. Gradually, I got the cure for my people savagely. Dominant brain cells prevails with more pulls than gravity. Meaning, every land I go to, I'm cleaning. Leaving sheep to clothing for the meek and frozen. Brainstorming only leaves the reforming. Knowledge is born in. I get deeper than the earth's coring. Possibilities for change I'm exploring daily. I'm growing cause I'm knowing where I'm going. Staying positive because I'm reaping what I'm sowing.
All right, that was Freedom by my featured guest tonight, Noah.
Yes.
Noah, you know what? I really, really respect, you know, your style. I really respect the messages, you know, in your pieces. And what I love about at least what I have, you know, that you have, you know, shared with me over the years is that, you know, your music is actually something I could play in my car with my grandchildren in the car.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you don't have to curse all the time to get your point across. And I mean, some things that I mean, most of the things that I talk about, regardless of how controversial, I don't think that at no time do I go into it in a disrespectful manner, because like I said, mm-hmm. It's not about anger, it's not about division, it's not about hatred, it's about uniting. Because that's how everything grows. That's when the true growth comes. So, it comes from a good place. So it should be something that individuals and the entire families can listen to and can grow from.
Sure. I appreciate that, you know, and I sincerely thank you, you know, for that because, you know, there are times when I receive CDs, you know, from, you know, hip-hop artists and things, and I'll put it in my little Beetle, and, you know, I'm old school. I got a 99 silver Beetle with all my leopard print stuff, a 6-disc CD changer in the trunk, and it's like, whoops, I got to change this because I got Sean in the car, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, you know what, can somebody just make a CD that I could play in my car without having to, like, uh-oh, click next one? You know, so
yeah.
I appreciate, you know, at least the tracks, you know, that I have from you because it is music that I definitely could play in the car with my grandchildren around. And so that's wonderful. You know, one of the things I do want to talk to you about, Noah, is, you know, when I first you know, became connected with you over on Flavor News Ning side. You know, you are one of the busiest.
Yeah, I go hard.
I
go hard. I've been up to 3 a.m. Go hard. Yes. But I mean,
why don't you talk about that? Like, what you know, why and what does that mean to you? And do you have help? And you know, what is that all about?
Yeah, I have a lot of help. But the thing is, no one is going to get it done the way I want it done. I do have a lot of individuals assisting me. I don't care how big of an individual you see. That individual is just a figurehead. It's a team behind it. I've realized that it takes a team. So I do have it's a lot of people that's actually doing different things. I'm involved in a lot of different projects, but the reason I work hard like that, or the reason I'm constantly trying to find new avenues or trying to connect them with different people is because from the beginning that's what I had to do. That's what I had to do, and it's something that's just been embedded in me. And in order to make something happen, you have to get out there, leave no rock unturned. So I'm out there, and I'm talking to people. I'm online, and I'm dealing with all types of promotions. Right now, I have a single out. We're going to release an album later on in the year. We have a single out now. Change the Game. It's distributed through Island Def Jam. We've been running a radio campaign on it. Island Def Jam Digital. That's what it's distributed by. We've been running a radio campaign on it. The radio campaign actually had 1,208 companies, artists, companies/artists that actually joined in with the promotion took to the promotion on Facebook and Twitter. So that was a massive campaign. It generated. I think we're at like 5,000 spends for that, and this has only been like 4.5 weeks. We generated a lot of airplay for that. Right now we're doing I'm still promoting a single, which is available on iTunes, everywhere, all the major online retailers. I have two radio shows that's coming out. One is called The Conscious Music Movement. One is called The Indie Music Movement. The reason why I had to do two is because I love hip-hop. Even if it's not the type of hip-hop that I want to do that I would do, I love hip-hop and I love the energy that the individuals come with. So I want to be able to assist them as well. I want to be able to help them get some play as well. I have the two radio shows. The Conscious Music Movement show is going to go live next Friday, which I believe is the 10th, at 9 p.m. What else?
Find that show at, Noah?
It's on the website is consciousmusic.net. Was it Conscious Hip Hop? Hold on, I'm online right now.
Okay.
I'm gonna type it into the field. I'm gonna type it into the chat box. But it's a Live 356.
Okay.
Live 365 station. The name of the station is Freedom Path Radio.
Okay.
So I'll type the exact address into the box. We're also working on the Conscious Music Movement tour again. I was moving real heavy with it at the beginning part of the year, but a lot of the key players they kept falling out, they kept falling off. So basically, I mean, basically, I stopped. I stopped when things around me wasn't going right, and it was I was coming too much out of my pocket. It was time to stop it.
But we
got a lot of people that's been expressing interest in it, and so we actually have some financing now. So so far we're looking at 17 dates and we're looking at 17 dates in 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, and 15 different cities. Pardon me, 14 different cities.
Okay.
States. So we're trying to again. I'm coming up in Seattle. I'm coming to you. You already know that. We're gonna do some things to get some artists some promotion going on. The other thing I wanted to speak on: a lot of these companies out here are really, really just reaping these artists. Every time I log on, it's somebody that's coming at me talking about if you give me $150, I can do this. Or if you give me $300,
right,
I can set this up. Or if you give me – see, so these companies, they don't have anything vested in the individual making it. They're only concerned about the money that they're getting from this individual. And so I by dealing with individuals that actually – go through the same thing that these other individuals go through, I think that we can show something different, and that's compassion. That's
right.
Understanding. And that's I don't see a lot of companies doing that. I see that a lot of these events, a lot of these companies are set up on the artist's back. The artist is what's going to pay for this. The artist is what's going to do this. But I don't see that love being shown back to the artist.
Right.
So that's something that we're going to try to that we're going to put in motion. My day there's a lot going on. From the time I get up is checking my messages from the multiple sites and then that normally takes me in a certain direction. It's always something to get done. So
just out of curiosity, Noah, how many sites are you actually on?
It was about 3 years ago when we was communicating.
Yeah.
It was 200
yeah,
something then. A lot of those name sites went down. So I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere on the internet. If it's a social network, and it's dealing with music, I'm on it. Or if it has a place for you to promote something, I'm on it. I only keep the main ones updated, the Facebook, the Twitter, the Reverb Nation, MySpace. Even though a lot of things are really moving away from that, but those are the ones that I actually keep updated with new information.
Okay. So you know what, you talked about your new single called Change the Game. So let me play that before we go any further. So Change the Game by my featured guest tonight, Noah.
You can't love it, Noah. Flash flex. Let's go.
We ain't laying no blame. Music ain't the same. We gonna change the game. Change the game.
My head lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution. That's what I write for. My head lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution. That's what I fight for. My head lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution. That's what I write for. My head lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution. That's what I fight for.
Come now, hip hop been dumbed down. Reduce the drum sound. MCs on stage waving guns round. I'ma bring intellect back, y'all limit a rap, anything verified, anything fact. Everybody don't bang, everybody don't trap, everybody ain't flipping to get a stack. Mic check one time, I use a rhyme to enlighten the blood. It's doing crime, pulling gas, shooting black, young minds unrefined. We're here to cultivate, let's motivate, they gon' provoke the state, to give us the rope and wait, to see, hang it, for petty
figures. While the grave diggers is making knots for thick plots. We need to enforce cops to enforce laws. Children growing up in hunger, some put out of doors. Crack focus is getting younger, making more whores. My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution. That's what I write for. My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution. That's what I fight for. My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution. That's what I write for. My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution. That's what I fight for.
I don't question death or destruction. Counterproduction. Statistically sick cycles. Some of us stuck in venturing wealth by financial gain. What's obtained by making it rain? Change the game. Because of knowledge is gained, you can manifest and explain the pressure of pain. How to maintain sanity in an insane humanity. The universe is commanding. Take care of your family. The majority well below poverty 24 annually. So I come through, it's like Sun Tzu. My art's a war, cause my wars are art. The course of time, verbally I rip yours apart. I'm more harder to eat these fish, it's hard to believe. I reside in the Garden of Eden. I make moves sudden and get crews done. Brothers creep to catch me asleep, but I snooze none. My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution, that's what I write for. My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution, that's what I fight for. My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution, that's what I write for. My air lights for a light store. Revolution's the solution, that's what I fight for.
We ain't laying no blame. Music ain't the same. We gonna change the game. We gonna change the game. We ain't laying no blame. Music ain't the same. We gonna change the game. We gonna change the game. We ain't laying no blame. Music ain't the same. We gonna change the game.
That was Change the Game by my featured guest tonight, Noah.
Yes.
So, Noah, you know, I want to ask you so many things. And, you know, I wanted to jump ahead, but you know what? I'm going to ask it anyhow. What is it when somebody experiences you, whether it be online, whether it be at a performance, whether, you know, it's in person, what is it that you want that person to walk away getting to know Noah the artist?
What do I want them to walk away? What do I want them to take away? That's a good question, because I never thought about it like that. I know what I'm trying to give them. I'm trying to give them me. I'm trying to give them my reality. Now, what they do with it, I don't know. I don't have any expectations for anyone to do this or to do that. But I know that I'm giving something, and it's coming from a good place. I'm giving them something productive, something positive, something that they could take back and think about. Maybe that's what I want them to take. Maybe I want them to take these words or the words that they hear, or at least one of the lines that they hear, and analyze it. Maybe mm-hmm. that's what I want them to take away from it. But I've been trying to, for the longest time, I was like, yeah, I don't have any expectations. Because for the longest time, individuals were in my ear telling me people are not going to understand you. You're talking over people's heads. And I'm like, yeah, I don't buy that. So I didn't really have any expectations, but I knew that this is who I am, and this is what I think any great artist is going to go within themselves, and they're going to create. And regardless of how it's accepted or how it's received, they're going to give you them, and that's all I try to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I think that, you know, there's so much out there. There's so much diversity and so much that can pull on us. You know, to try to get our attention. But you know what, Noah, I really believe that we're living in a time, you know, where so many of us are conflicted that we need our souls fed. you know, so I think that was to create. I'm sorry?
Can you say that last part again? You said, I think that,
you know, we live in a time where we're conflicted. You know, there's so much coming at us, and much is negative, and, you know, so many people are just struggling one way or another, you know, whether it be finances, relationships, or whatever. But I think that there's a yearning still, you know, for people's souls, you know, to be fed. And I think that your style of hip-hop is something. If somebody was to catch it, okay, you know, the reality is that many times you go to a hip-hop showcase, it's really the beat that's going to grab you first, right?
Right.
And you find
right.
yourself kind of bobbing your head, your hands, like kind of, go, you know, waving in the air and this and that. But then all of a sudden, if you hear it over and over, you start absorbing it, and you're like, you know what? I get it.
Yeah.
You know, what is he saying here? You know, I get it. You know,
yeah.
And I think that, at least for me, I'm finding more, you know, that are people that are being drawn to, you know, some of these messages that I will call real messages, you know, life messages, you know. And I think that, you know, with you staying true to who you are and your style, and you as a messenger through hip-hop, you know, you are feeding souls, not only there in Virginia, but across the United States and across the globe.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, well,
you know,
I consider myself a spiritual person, so
okay.
I guess my music is a direct reflection of that. I think that if somebody's going to say something, especially if they're going to say something to me, please make it worth my while. I mean, I'm a real busy individual, but I'm going to always stop and take time. But, you know, a lot of times people hold you up and slow you down, and it's just for that, just to hold you up and slow you down. And a lot
right.
of this, a lot of this music can be considered that. You know, it's like, listen to this, and I freestyled the whole song. Well, yeah, I can tell.
Okay.
You know, it's easy to tell because you're not really talking about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be entertained. I want to be awed. I want to be. I want somebody to awe me. I want somebody to say something that's so complex and make it sound so simple.
Right.
I mean that's to me, that's the artistry.
Sure.
That's what I love. I love that element of it.
Right. And so, and I think that you can be entertained, you know, through the style of music that you do. You know, and like I said, you could be bouncing around at a showcase and everything, and then, you know, you sit back and you're like, huh. You know, so it's just like, you know, my girl Nisi in the chat room, you know, she is an absolutely amazing, thought-provoking, you know, spoken word artist out of Vegas. And she's got an amazing son. You know, he's like a little man named Miles, you know, who's doing, you know, his own poetry and spoken word. And, you know, I know that, like, your style of message, you know, she would be, you know, cool, you know, with having that, you know, played in her home, you know, and around her son and her children and grandchildren, you know. So, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, the beauty of just, you know, who is, you know, even in the chat room. And there's quite a few people actually listening to the show live, so I don't know if it's just, you know, they don't want to come in the chat room, but the numbers are actually up there pretty high on this particular show tonight. But, you know, I think that I agree with Nisi. I think that, you know, people, you know, are ready, you know, to hear some positive music. You know, I think souls need to be fed. I think that through the music and through any form of art, we can change lives, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just really, you know, I really just, you know, my hands, you know, go out to you, you know, just, you know, like, man, could I just shake your hands from across, you know, the states, you know, because I have a great appreciation for you, Noah, and, you know, I know this has not necessarily been an easy, you know, road for you, you know, as an artist, and maybe that's something you could speak on, too. So, you know, in the years that you've been, you know, in this game as an artist, you know, what would you consider the biggest struggles have been?
The biggest struggles? I don't know. I mean, finances, that which would be everybody's struggle.
Sure.
But I guess it would be a little different for me because 2001, 2002, my music was that's when I was first considered a major artist. And the 45th Grammy, I was the first round entry. From that point, my life should have changed. Everything should have changed from that point. But dealing with the contract that I was under, not really understanding knowing too much, I don't have to take it to a lawyer. I know I know they're gonna look out for me, and I can understand this, and I really didn't understand half of it when it came back, when it was time to dispute it. I think the hardest thing, I think that's one of the hardest things is staying relevant, relevant. And in order to stay relevant, you have to constantly have something that's worthwhile going on. And to have something that's worthwhile going on, it takes finances or it takes other companies with finances, with budgets to get behind you. That's probably the hardest thing that I basically face. But at the same time, it's a beautiful thing though, because it forces you to, okay, this is the situation you're in. What are you going to do? You can stand still, or you can walk away from it, or you can just keep moving forward and don't let anything stop you. There's no room for any excuses. If you find everything that's stopping me is just an obstacle, and I have to find a solution to get over it, and that's the route that I took. So from that, I've been able to set up a lot of different things. I wasn't afraid to venture into different fields. I produced a television show that was on the Warner Brothers Network. It aired in the Virginia region. I was a station manager at a radio station. I done online promotions for indie artists. I done radio promotions for companies online. Everything that I basically, every element of the hat that I've had to wear in the entertainment industry, I wore that hat, and I not only wore it for myself, I wore it for other individuals as well. So I'm proud of what I've been through and what I accomplished and what I learned, the information that I have, if someone knows what they're dealing with, if somebody is talking to you about broadcasting, then you can tell if they know what they're talking about or not. So, and that's whatever, each one of these hats that I put on, I know exactly what it is that I'm talking about, and I get the respect of my
that
peers.
Makes sense. Sure.
So, it's something that, that's something that nobody can take away from me. As an artist, it's been a rocky road. You have a lot of people that love conscious music. We need more of this. But they will not buy a 99-cent download. They will not come out and go to a show. They will not help. They will not forward that information over, your information over to a friend. It doesn't exist. If you don't give anything energy, it's not going to exist. So. Mm-hmm. It's been rough because it's like, okay, the people don't need enlightenment to the aspect of what they need to support, because it's a lot that's going on and everything has to be prioritized. But at the same time, this is what I'm providing is an alternative to what commercial radio is mm-hmm. playing right now. Is designed to keep everybody distracted. What I'm actually doing is I'm making people look closer into the mirror, the trick mirror. So I'm just trying to the road is, it's been an interesting journey. I know I still have a lot more growing to do. I'm going to see a lot more. And I'm going to share a lot more. So,
Well, you know, I appreciate what you just shared because, you know, it in a sense kind of, you know, plays on the fact of one of the things that I try to push a lot is, you know, artists really need to experience and do some research, you know, and the more that you are aware of the different, you know, parts of the industry, you know, of being an artist, you know, the more you have a clear mind of what it is that you're walking into and experiencing. And so, you know, with you talking about the fact of the different, you know, type of jobs and positions that you have played, you know, it has helped you as an artist to have a better understanding. And I think that's one of the things that many artists, you know, lack is just, you know, having, you know, branching out there and stepping out of, you know, maybe their comfort zone and doing something to educate themselves, you know, to put themselves in a position to know more and, you know, you never know, just, you know, being able to get yourself in front of somebody else that may be able to be, you know, an open door for what it is that your, you know, passion and desires are as an artist. And, you know, I just think that a lot of people don't educate themselves, you know, on the real aspects of all parts of being an artist. And what
because,
that looks
but
like.
I think it's because individuals don't really understand. They don't really know. They see that they see a Lil Wayne or they see a Nicki. I mean, they see the figurehead, and that's all they see. Mm-hmm. They don't see that it's many, many aspects or many, many people, many components that's making that machine run fine. That machine run as fine as it does. So the thing is, and when you're on the indie level, you're like, okay. I don't have nowhere near this money to compete with that, but what I can do is I can put together a little program or a little system for me, and I just keep tweaking it so I get the results that the desired results.
Sure.
So
I don't
I don't think individuals understand the business element of it. They think, you know, I just go in the studio and I'm a drop this hot song and. I mean, I know everybody won't love it because it's hot, and I'm gonna get it on the radio. I'm gonna request it because it's hot, and then I'm gonna move into this place, or I'm gonna start touring, or I'm gonna get on such and such tour. But they don't understand. I mean, it's a business. It's a rough business out there.
Right. I mean, it's just like you being on all the different social networks and not going to sleep till 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, because you're out there just pumping it and you know, doing all this behind-the-scenes things, you know, and this is something that, you know, you just didn't start doing. It's something you've been doing for years. But let me jump into another track, Noah, and I would really encourage you to go read what Niecy put into the chat room. So I'm going to play Love Me by my featured guest tonight, Noah.
Okay.
I was forced to live it. make moves to make money and make moves to make money. The more moves, the more money.
All right, that was Love Me by my featured artist tonight, Noah. So, Noah, this has been an absolutely amazing experience. You're not nervous anymore, right?
Oh, no, that goes away after I start talking. But I'll tell you, the moments before it goes live, this is something, I mean, you got to think about it. It's a lot of people that's listening and or that's going to come back
right.
and listen to it. And if I misstate one
exactly.
thing or if I... I'm hard on myself though. So
I understand. You know, the interesting thing that as I, you know, this is going on. You know, my second year of doing the radio show. You know, and it's just growing, and I love it. And the more I do it, the more comfortable I get. But you know, this is now when people are actually sending me messages from around the world. Some of it is they're critiquing the artists that I'm actually playing, which is really interesting, you know, to just, you know, just sending me messages and emails, you know, about my shows and the artists that I play. And so that's the beauty, you know, is that, you know, people from around the world, you know, are reaching out to me. It's not just people, you know, my own state of Washington or across the United States. I'm getting messages from across, you know, the globe, and it's really, really exciting. So I love the fact that people do actually come back and listen to the archives of my shows.
Yes.
And they do actually give me feedback. So I love the fact that you've come on tonight and to be able to share, you know, about hip-hop. Because you know what? I honestly believe that hip-hop gets a bad rap. That's kind of silly, huh? Silly play on words, right? But I do. I think that... But, you know, I do think that it is, you know, I call it, you know, a very controversial genre, which may not be fair to it, but because there's just so many different elements and subgenres of this one style of music that, you know, it's not necessarily understood the way that it really, really should be. And so I love the fact.
You want me to tell you why? You want me to tell you
yes.
one of the reasons why?
Yes, tell me why.
Because of who finances it. See, corporate America
right.
owns hip-hop. Corporate America controls what goes out. So at one point, hip-hop was like CNN, and I make a reference to that and the song that just went off. Because you could listen to a song, and you could find out what was going on, what happened in this hood, what happened. And when I say what happened in this hood, I'm talking about, like, different events that were going on that the news wasn't televising. That was our news channel. Individuals was alert. They was aware. They were coming together rallying
sure,
because of calls
sure.
that different. Yeah. So it was being used as a method to bring people together. You know.
Right.
What's being financed now is just stuff to keep you distracted. It's not stuff to make you think. They don't want. I mean. I don't think it's not to. I'm not going to say they don't want you thinking, but it's a lot that goes on. When individuals start thinking, they start talking. When they start talking, then action takes place from that. So I think what they're trying to do right now is give us music to just keep us in a happy and to keep us in a happy state where. We ain't going to do nothing. We're not going to get up and do nothing. My music is designed to make you get up and do something after you listen to it a couple. It may take a couple times to hear what I'm actually saying. Some people are going to catch it immediately. But it's
right.
designed. It's designed to bring forth action. You know, it's designed to bring forth change. The people are the people are the majority always. The people have the power. We don't realize that. We don't realize that. We think that the individual or that the individual with the dollar is the one that got the power. But the individual
right.
with the dollar, with those products or services that they're offering, they're offering to us. We the people. So we the people
well,
choose not to deal with this.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, the bottom yeah. line is we're the consumer, right? And if
exactly.
we choose not to spend money on something, it's not going to sell.
Right, but if we choose not to say, if we're dissatisfied, we just don't say nothing and keep accepting it, then they're going to keep giving it
right.
to you.
Right. I know. I tell people all the time here in Seattle, like, you know, they talk about sex sales and, you know, hip-hop showcases have to have women, you know, where the booty's out and the breasts are out and this and that. And I'm like, okay, so if you don't have a picture like that on your flyer, does that mean people aren't going to come to your hip-hop event? Don't get it. You know,
well, yeah,
like sex sells only because you let it sell.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's true. that's so true.
Okay, you know that's the old lady in me coming out. Okay, so. Well, Nisi wants to know where she can find more about you and your music, Noah.
ReverbNation.com. I'm writing some sites down in the chat room now, but
okay.
ReverbNation.com /KNOWANOAH. That's a site. It has a link to all of my all the sites that are updated. I have a website at 9th Dynasty. That's the number 9 THDYNASTY. .webs, WEBS.com. And those are basically all the sites where you can find out anything about me, or just Google me. If you Google me, you'll find out whatever it is you want to know.
All right, he's Googleable. He really honestly is. He's Googleable. So, KNOWA.
K-N-O-W-A.
So, Noah, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. I definitely want to stay connected with you, and I would love to have you come out to Seattle because I really, really want to connect you with Black Stacks. Black Stacks is working on a tour going out to the East Coast, so I'll keep you abreast on that, you know, when that takes place. But I want to thank you so very much, you know, for taking time out of your busy schedule and coming on the show tonight. You have definitely enlightened me. I know that you have enlightened the listening audience of the All Media Artist Features and Flava News Radio. And, you know, I have just, you know, my hat's off to you, my friend. I think that you're absolutely amazing, and I have much love and respect for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I'm going to close out today's show with the last piece that I have by Noah, and this is called Gimme That.
Oh. Ninth Dynasty. Gimme that. Yeah. You know what it is. You know what it is already. Come on. Gimme that. We all want it. We all want it. So why don't you just gimme that. That man Noah. Yeah. I don't think y'all ready, though. Give me that mic, this ain't amateur night. I damage the sight, leaving cats full of panic and fright. The shit that I write in composition type books be like right hooks, leaving you shook like white crooks. And black pens, packed in, surrounded by big black men, blowing backs in. Picture that, you can, I snap like binoculars. Face off in a cage with revolt and torture. You all what you eat, both your torture. I eliminate your kind, stimulate your mind. You're 99.9% swine. I'm rat, cat, and dog, getting too close. You sleeping on me, you can't afford to. I'm antagonistic, realistic, and mystic. To be specific, I rip it. Just a pen and a pad, a cordless mic, and let Noah spit the mad. Give me that. A Dutch and some libo. Twist that shit up, dog, cause we gon' get higher. Give me that. Competition is nothing. All these cats spin, but they all steady frontin'. Give me that. A hot ass beat and watch me make everybody get up out their seat. Seen yet unseen, conceived, what you misconstrued. I lick the unlickable, I'm unpredictable, mystical, spit some shit to river crew. I'm too advanced, too spiritual, too analytical, for individuals, the canonical. I'm iller than the worst disease, my negative thoughts deserve to seize, positive ones birth and seize. You the type of first to freeze, with the tendencies of cutting off lower extremities, with metaphors and similes. Utilizing positive energies with the remedies to delete shit, competitors trying to compete with, but I think fast and speak quick. Always some street shit. Yeah, give me that. Take that. Give me that. Take that.
see the watch we make. Everybody get up out there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got Noah in the building. Nice Dynasty Records. You know what I'm saying? Wildcats in the building. Blaze in the booth. Yeah, we in the building, radio. You know what I'm saying? Jacon Don. Spanish. Yeah. We ain't forget about the birds. My son. The Cypher. What up, doggy? Visa, baby. Pick up the album. Snowa. Don't get no better than this right here. Straight up. Visa, baby.
The All Media Artist Features. We do this every Wednesday. Tonight, my featured guest was the conscious hip-hop artist known as Noah out of Virginia. You can find him all over the internet, but you can definitely find him and so many other amazing artists over at www.allmediaartistswithas.com. Take care. God bless. We do this every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.